Good Monday morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We're going to have some fun this week, man. We are getting closer and closer to the big dance, to March Madness. We got conference tournaments to figure out still throughout the course of the week, so we'll get into all of that. Who's remaining, at least locally? Colorado State, on the women's side, they play Boise State tonight at 6 o'clock, I believe. So they're still rolling. The Buffs women's team, which those two were the big teams, like the most positive stuff going on for both of those programs. CU lost over the weekend, but they could still get into the big dance maybe with an at-large bid, so we'll be paying attention to that. Colorado State men's side of things, they go at it on Wednesday. I think they're, are they playing at noon on Wednesday? Because we tried to get Coach Medved on, and I was like, well, what about Wednesday game day? He's like, it might be tough because they play at noon. That would be radio history, though, if we could interview him during the game. It'd be like mic'd up kind of stuff, like you see. That would be kind of cool. I don't think they're going to go for that, though. A lot to get to there from the weekend that was. We're going to have an old UNC football player, not old, Zach Angelillo, the former fullback for UNC Bears. He's trying to make it into the NFL. So we're going to get an update from him. Great guy that we developed a relationship with over the course of last season. So we'll be looking forward to catching up with him in this hour. Got the lunch rush. A lot of news coming out over the weekend. I mean, we got crazy fights going on. We got star players getting in trouble, getting suspended. We got other star players moving on to different teams. So we'll get into all that and more. So I'm excited about that. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend that was. Good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online, fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me, I got a couple of good stories here. Didn't want to just go with one because there were some nice positives over the weekend. We got great news for the UNC Bears wrestling side of things. Stud wrestlers, I believe we're going to get those guys on the program. Steve-O Poulin and Andrew Alarez? Yeah, I got it right. They both won their Big 12 championships. This is pretty sweet. So we're hoping to catch up with those guys on the program tomorrow. And again, I mean, these guys, Andrew is a Greeley guy, just representing what a great representation of Greeley, of Northern Colorado, of the UNC Bears. That was good. The Nuggets win big against the Memphis Grizzlies. They were downed by 8 at one point. This is kind of an interesting game, but the Nuggets turned it on in that third, and Joker gets another triple-double. Also, the Rams beat New Mexico late game Friday night, but the Rams just, you know, they kept pouring it on, and I don't know, a win like that could catapult you in this conference tournament. They play Fresno State on Wednesday, so we'll see what that looks like for them. The bad for me, bummer, the UNC Bears. First half was a struggle for the Bears on the men's basketball side of things against Montana State. They couldn't recover, knocked out of the Big Sky Conference tournament, so assuming there's no other secondary tournament opportunity for the UNC Bears, their season is done. I don't know what it's going to look like in the next few years, or the next year, I should say. We know Daylon's gone. We know Matt's gone. Could Dalton Connect come back? He could, potentially. What does the rest of the roster look like for Steve Smiley's crew? The ugly is the Avs. They're on a 3-game losing streak. They play again tomorrow against San Jose at 7 o'clock. See if they can get off the schneid there. But, never a good time when you get into the month of March and you have these long losing streaks. So you want to break that. You don't want that to stretch too much further. We'll get into more Colorado Avalanche as well. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And this is just one I wanted to put up last week, but we just didn't get to it. We talked about it. I've given at least my early win total prediction for Colorado State. How many wins will CSU football have next season? I've got them sitting at 7. The options I put up, less than 5. We got 7 plus. We got 6. We got 5. We got less than 3. I was all over the board. Angel, I didn't want to put 1 through 11 on there, though. So we've just got give me kind of a rounded out number. Do you think it's going to be less than five? You've got them at six, I believe. You've got them getting just enough wins to get into a bowl game. The majority of the votes are coming in. Not a lot of belief for Colorado State early. Was showing less than five was winning in the clubhouse, and that's still winning. 42% of the hooligans say less than five. 24%, though, second place here on the poll, is saying seven plus. So we've got, you know, Rams Nation kind of divided right now. 21% saying six, 9% saying five, and only 3%, probably Wyoming fans that listen to the show, are clicking less than three. It's not going to be less than three. They're going to be much better than that. Get the offensive line right, and away we go for the football side of things. So that's the poll question available at thewholeshow.com. Go check that out and give it a vote there, and we'll see how that one ends by the end of the show today at 2 o'clock. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Anja, how you doing, man? What was the weekend like for you, man? You take in a lot of XFL?
I did. Took in some XFL, some little bit of college hoops, a lot of NBA. And yeah, just good sports weekend, getting ready for March Madness upcoming.
Yeah, March Madness. Well, yeah, you got a lot to be excited about. Alabama might be kind of one of the teams to beat here.
It's uncharted territory.
Yeah, so
been
might
a Bama
be
fan
huge
for a while, but never seen them this successful in basketball.
Basketball over the last couple of years is getting better and better. Why
since
is
they
that?
Got Nate Oates, it's been a complete.
Is that
turnaround.
What it is? Just yeah. that good of a coach attracts all these players.
Yes.
Well, they've been good, man. It's. I wouldn't disagree with you if you want to tell me that, hey, that team might be able to go the next step now that they got all over all their controversy and stuff. But yeah, this tournament, I don't know, should be really interesting, man. I mean, you got your Houstons and UCLA, of course, really freaking good. Kansas is always good. Alabama's, I think, fourth right now. So, yeah, and I was talking about the Mountain West Conference earlier, too. San Diego State's number 20. Can they make some noise? That's what's going to have to happen, is you've got to be able to, if you're the Mountain West Conference and you are wanting to make a big push into some kind of a Pac-12 or whatever, a lot of those stories coming out over the weekend about where they might go, what they could do, It's interesting, man. It's just interesting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm trying to get Zach Angelillo. He's like, I just texted you guys. Well, it's a landline. So we'll see what happens there if we can get him on. Yeah, it was a good weekend in basketball, really. I mean, the Bears at least got past Portland State. You know, I think that was the first thing. You wanted them to win that first round. But, man, are you a little worried about the future for Smiley's crew right now?
Like, no, who's coming? I don't like back? This sense that the sky is suddenly falling for
the big
UNC
sky.
Basketball.
The big sky is suddenly falling. Well, when you lose, you might be losing all your best players.
Okay, well, who recruited those players?
Steve Smiley.
Who developed those players throughout their years?
I suppose that would be Steve Smiley's crew.
Is Steve Smiley still the coach?
I don't know. Ask Nico Medved how this year went without David Roddy.
Well, that's different. I mean, that's one guy compared to two or three
that's
guys.
Even worse. Now you got to replace three guys, maybe four, maybe more. We don't know. The sky's not falling, but it ain't held up just like beautifully perfect right now.
Well, it's college sports. You get your guys for a while, and then they move on, and you got to hope that they did enough to get these freshmen, guys like Caleb Shaw, guys like Langston Reynolds. Can they take that kind of leadership going into next season?
I mean, based on what you saw, do you feel like that's going to happen?
Feel like they can grow into those roles. I didn't expect much from a 174 walk-on 6 years ago, and here we have Matt Johnson showing out in the first game at like 20-something points, completely put the team on his back in that one. Dalen, incredible talent, transferred from CU, so you know you're able to get those guys from schools that maybe don't want them.
27 for Dalen, 26 for Dalton. Outside of that, wasn't a lot of production in this game from anybody else, at least points-wise.
Well, it's been that way all year.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is...
But you're not asking your freshmen, hey, I need 30 points from you tonight.
I don't think any of the freshmen are capable of that. This isn't Bodie Hume. Bodie Hume was capable of that his freshman year. There's reasons to be concerned about this team going forward. There's reasons to be concerned about Colorado State because I don't know what their roster is going to look like. because I don't know if Isaiah's coming back. I don't know if Tanjay's coming back. And if not, they got a lot. They got even more work to do. It's not like you didn't have work to do before. But who are those key players going to be? Who are the feature players going to be? I mean, we saw Caleb Shaw kind of start out really good for UNC and then kind of fizzled toward the end. I mean, I'll just go back to Bodie Hume as a freshman. He was all right in the first half of the season, and then he got better. He was the freshman of the year. I mean, I'd feel a lot better if you had a freshman of the year on this team.
Well, I don't know if any UNC players can actually get Big Sky honors.
Well, they have before. Bodie got it. It wasn't that long ago when he got freshman of the year.
Well, when you have the leading scorer on your team, it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, he got snubbed. Maybe. You know, I don't know how he wasn't at least on, like, what was the first team? Why wasn't he first team? Was he first team all conference? Did he even get
second team?
Yeah, there was some talent there for this team. Just couldn't put it all together. I mean, I'm still really shocked when I look at their record. They just won 12 games this year. I mean, it was a good, I thought at the beginning of the season, man, this is going to be a good enough team. It turned out they missed Coor quite a bit. Coor was a nice player for this team. That would have been big to have him this year. But you're right, that's how it goes. However, I'm not going to sit here today and tell you that I'm 100% like, yeah, it'll be fine. I got to see what Smiley's plan is, and maybe we can talk more about that with him down the stretch. So, I'm concerned about all these teams. I got to look at CU as well. I don't know. With their guys, with their two studs, if they're able to come back, Tristan DeSilva and KJ Simpson, and they got Washington. I think they play Washington on Wednesday, and if they win that, I believe they're going. They got USC. So, although the Buffs at least showed those sparks, a lot of sparks at the beginning of the season, especially, that led you to believe, okay, this team can make some noise. But then it was inconsistent, and then it became consistently bad. So basketball in the area has been kind of rough. However, on the women's side, the CSU women's side, they're pretty damn good. McKenna Hoffschild gets the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, and they beat Boise the other night. They're going up against Boise again tonight, so they could make some noise in this conference tournament. The Bears women's team got knocked out. CU got knocked out. So this week hopefully is a positive week because basketball overall hasn't been great. Not as great as we thought it was going to be. I mean, I thought we were in for, you know, I didn't think CSU was going to be an easy, you know, punch their ticket and all that stuff. I wasn't going there, but I thought they'd at least be flirting with that third or fourth spot in the tournament, and then maybe they can pull off some they could get to the championship and pull off an upset, which I guess they still can. It's still in front of them. I thought the Bears would be second. I thought they'd be right in the mix here to move up, but start getting in that second round against Montana State was just not ideal for them. And it was an emotional game against Portland State. It's a lot to have to overcome. So it's kind of been a lousy year. I thought CU was going to be really good. And I thought once they got through their inconsistencies, they'd be really good. But just not the case. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What's Kendrick Perkins got to say about Giannis padding his stat line to obtain that triple-double the other night? Classic stat padding. Holyoke texting in. Ja Morant should be done, right? What if this was a kid in high school or college showing these videos? Yeah, Ja Morant, part of our lunch rush today. I mean, dude, that the story of him posting a video and he's got a gun and all that stuff in the background on Instagram, well, he had to have transported that gun, right? I mean, he was in Denver. So I'm reading that some of that can be upwards of a 50-game suspension because they take the gun thing pretty seriously in the NBA. If it's 50 games, Angel, Memphis is done. They're done for the season.
Yeah, the Players Association, they kind of have a very strict thing on guns or weapons. In any case, I think the official ruling is weapons. It was a video that he posted late Saturday, early Sunday, or early Saturday morning. It was kind of the night after the Nuggets game. Ja Morant is it's some kind of club, it looks like, and he is just holding a gun and just actually holding it up next to his face and kind of just waving around, singing along to music and stuff.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
If I had lost a game like that, I wouldn't be out partying.
I don't think if you won a game, lost a game like that, you could be out partying.
Didn't they have a back-to-back, too?
What are you doing with a gun? Yeah, I think so. What are you doing showing your gun out like that. You've already got drama surrounding you with this, with that story of the 17-year-old kid that you allegedly beat up. Now, that we said, maybe that's a he said, he said, and it sounds like they just both got into a fight, and that's what it is, and we're going to leave it at that. But then when you pair it with this story, it's like, who is Ja Morant trying to be? I mean, he could be one of the best players in the NBA. And it could be leaving for him. That opportunity could be going out the door. Police in Colorado on Monday said they were investigating Morant's actions and whether he may have broken any laws. The video is believed to have been filmed in Glendale, close to Denver, and known for its strip clubs and shopping centers. I mean, this is just absolutely wild that a guy like that with all the talent in the world, head coach Taylor Jenkins said, "We're taking this very seriously. There's a supportive element for someone that's got to get better and needs some help, but then there's also accountability to the team that we've got to stand for. Obviously, nationwide, league-wide, there's been a lot of attention on gun violence, and so for us, that's the stance that we've taken about how we can support Ja throughout this growth opportunity. It's a learning opportunity, and hopefully we can be better from it." I mean, this is a serious deal. And especially in the NBA. In 2015, going way back with Spike Lee and all that stuff, they collaborated with Spike Lee. They did the Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund to create several public service announcements on gun violence. They've been pushing this initiative for a while. And what's the one thing we've talked about with these big leagues is you can do a lot of things, but once you start messing with the brand, you're going to get in trouble here. So you've got the Instagram video that came out Saturday. Morant's, of course, been involved in several incidents in which he or acquaintances of his were alleged to have brandished a firearm. And then we talked about the two incidents over last summer with police reports, no arrests or anything like that. But you start to pair all that stuff together, and yeah, it's looking pretty bad. So there's a chance Ja Morant is done for the season, which would... I mean, that's the second best team in the West right now. I don't know if that was the favorite to go to the Western Conference Finals with Nuggets, but that was certainly a team to watch out for. 23 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. Let's talk about college hoops in the area. Who can make some noise? Can the Rams make some noise in this Mountain West Conference tournament after beating New Mexico? And again, I know New Mexico's had their ups and downs, but that was certainly a feel-good win for Colorado State. Zach Angelullo, the former UNC fullback, will join us, too. We'll talk to him about how his process is going and give us some details and insight what that looks like. All that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
There's a new ad in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. They're always bringing us our game beer of the week. They got great tastings happening on Fridays and Saturdays. Typically, they're half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. You don't want to miss these opportunities to go try new things, whether that's wine, beer, spirits, On the Rocks Liquor. Doing their due diligence, getting the good stuff out there for you guys to try, and introducing you to new breweries and new distilleries locally and all that. So I absolutely love it. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. There was a little concern that Isaiah Stevens wouldn't make it to the All-Mountain West team. Well, he did, according to the media. They voted Isaiah Stevens as first-team All-Mountain West, along with Amari Moore, Degenhart, Matt Bradley from San Diego State, Jalen House, New Mexico. So, I mean, that I'm glad to see that because Isaiah's numbers were still ridiculous this year, even though CSU didn't have the season that they thought they'd have, finished at 14-17. They'll play Fresno State at noon on Wednesday. So we'll get that game going. We'll put it up right here on Joe. We'll watch a little basketball while we do the show. Gear up. And by the way, we will be having an awesome party out at McCarty's Grill. And we're doing that next Friday. Is that next Friday? I think so. Next Friday. We'll be out there like we did last year. We want our Hooligans to come out, hang out with us, fill out your bracket, And we want to get you in on the bracket challenge, too. We have a lot of people in this already, but we'd love for you guys to get in on it. 29 minutes after the hour. Tell you what, be caller 3, 4, and 5. So stay on hold if you don't get through right away. 3, 4, and 5, and you get into our March Madness bracket challenge. The whole show bracket challenge happens each and every year. We decided to fire it back up this year. See if you guys can take me down. He said, Chris says, I already filled out my bracket. That's false. You can't fill it out yet, he said, Chris.
Do we want to make it a little fun today?
Okay, let's make it fun. Let's make it fun.
So here's a trivia question. What brand of basketball is used in the NCAA tournament?
Okay, first caller to get that?
Yes.
First caller to get that right, call now at the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Which brand of basketball is used in the actual NCAA tournament? Is it the same basketball that's used throughout the regular season, or is it something different?
You don't know.
No hints? No hints.
No hints.
Okay.
It's a basketball. It has a brand, and it's orange.
Okay.
The brand is not orange. The basketball is orange. Let me clarify.
Well, I knew it was orange. I knew that one. First one to call in and get that one right. I need your email address, and we do it through CBS Sports, and Angel will load it up. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Zach Angelillo. I wonder if he fills out a bracket. You know, I know he's busy trying to get to that next level, see what he can do in the NFL. But he's got to take some time to play some March Madness. I think so. So we're excited to talk to him on our First Advantage hotline. Let's take a quick break. 31 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Four minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We got it, right? The answer? We got it quickly. It was good. What was the answer, Angel? I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I was looking for the answer, Wilson, but our caller gave us Wilson Evolution, which is the specific type of basketball.
Phenomenal work.
Good job.
Good job. Okay, so think of another trivia question you want to fire out.
I shall.
And we'll get it going. Zach Angelillo, former fullback for the UNC Bears. He's on a journey. He's on a quest right now to see if he can get in to the National Football League. Zach, my man, it's been a while, but always great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
How are things going for you, man? I know you're making a go of it at the fullback position, which is a hard thing anyway, because you know we don't see a lot of fullbacks stick out. Although I'd love to see that again. I'd love to get back to that Mike Allstott stuff where we got fullbacks just dominating out there. So, what has your process been like? Where are you at right now? And just kind of how goes it for you, man?
Yeah. So after the season, I went back home and spent some time with my family and just kind of unwinded a little bit, got my body healthy. I came out of the season injury-free, which was definitely a blessing. Came out healthy and ready to go into training on the right foot, no rehab. So that was great. So I took some time off and kind of just relaxed my family, enjoyed, you know, the holidays and all that, and then started training at Landau Performance in Denver January 2nd. And, yeah, it's just been hitting the ground running and getting ready to go since then.
So what's next for you? What's that next step in all of this? Because I know you have an agency and everything, so talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I got connected with Sports Management Worldwide. I'm being represented by Dr. Lynn Lashbrook and his assistant, Isaiah Grady. So they're handling my contract negotiations and helping me get try to get my foot in the door with the club. So they've been great. We started talking a while ago, and I just feel a really good connection with them, and I'm confident that they'll help me get in the right position. Obviously, it's on me to make that opportunity happen, right? But it helps to have people in your corner that believe in you and are vested in your success. So that's great. I'm excited to be with them. So since starting training at Landau Performance, I've just been 6 days a week, just run, lift, doing all the combine drills, so the, you know, the pro agility, 40 yard, all that kind of stuff, jumping the vert and everything like that. And also working with Shane Vereen and Joel Dreesen, who are NFL Super Bowl winning players at the running back and tight end positions, respectively. And, you know, having both of their experience to help me with, you know, my feet as a runner and as a backfield kind of guy, and then also my route running and hands and all that kind of stuff's been very helpful as well. So that's been in addition to the strength and conditioning side of it. But yeah, man, I feel great. I've really been working on my body as well. I've been totally clean diet and everything. I actually lost 10 pounds in the first couple weeks of training. Just, you know, attention to all the little things, right? Like, not, you know, oh, you know, I feel like having a cheeseburger right now, but like, you know, maybe I'll just have some grilled chicken and some rice instead. But just, yeah, getting totally locked in on diet, sleep, all the nutrition. The training's been incredible. So it's been good. I've been, you know, putting on good weight now, packing on some muscle, staying lean. Man, I'm feeling great. So the next step after this is Pro Day at Northern Colorado, March 30th. So that'll be an opportunity for me and some of the other guys that are trying to make their shot at getting to the next level to work out in front of the scouts. That'll be at our school. And, man, just hoping to put on a great performance there. I feel like I've made leaps and bounds in my athletic ability and my ability to just run the drills correctly, right? Because a lot of the technique stuff with running the 40-yard dash and running the L-cone drill and all that stuff, it's really just comes down to steps and positions, right? So it's not necessarily like I've become incredibly more athletic, but I'm just learning to move my body in a way that's going to help maximize my times in those drills.
Zach Angelillo joining us, former UNC Bears fullback. He is on a quest. He's pushing as hard as he possibly can to get to that next level. So what are you at the scale right now, if you don't mind me? I feel weird asking, but it's football. It's different. What are you at right now? And like, what is the average fullback? Because that's still where you're pushing to get in, right? You are going at it saying, hey, I'm going to play. That's my position. I want to be fullback in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's plenty of teams that are employing a fullback, and there's, you know, I'm obviously don't want to divulge too much information right now, pre-draft and everything, but there's teams that my agent and I have looked at, and we're looking at the roster construction, and, you know, it's not like there's any guarantees, of course, with anything, but if we're saying, hey, if there's a team that might be interested, you know, X team could be in the running. So, yeah, absolutely, going as a fullback, and with my ability to catch the ball in the backfield and everything too, I think that definitely helps, and my versatility on special teams. But absolutely. So as far as like size and everything, yeah, I mean, my measurements are right on par with the guys that are playing in the league now. You know, in terms of height and weight and everything, that's not an issue. It's, you know, I think teams want to see me move. They want to see me do these drills, do the pro agility, run the 40, all that, and then make some determinations off of that.
Who are some of the fullbacks that have inspired you recently? Because we are kind of seeing this. This might be the best time for you to jump in, because we are starting to see more teams utilize that fullback position in some traditional sets and some not so traditional sets. But who are some of those guys you've admired over the last couple of years and maybe even over the last decade or so?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think when everybody says fullback in 2023, Kyle Juszczyk is the guy that comes to mind. Just his athleticism and versatility is definitely something that I look at, and I don't like to compare myself to anybody. People say like, oh, like, who do you compare yourself to? I'm like, I want to be the best Zach Angelillo. I don't want to be the next someone else, because that implies that I have to follow their blueprint, right? I want to be the best version of me. So obviously Juice is somebody that every fullback looks at and can learn from his tape and his ability to be so versatile in that San Francisco offense. Another guy that I really like is Alec Ingold. He plays for the Miami Dolphins. Alec and I actually have a pretty good relationship. We've been talking, and you know, we get on the phone every now and then over the past couple years. And he's somebody that I connect with, not only on like a physical standpoint as a fullback, but also from like a mental perspective. So Alec and I share a lot of similarities in terms of like our childhood and everything, and he's just a great guy all around. We're both adopted and started our careers as preferred walk-on linebackers. And, you know, obviously you face adversity in different ways, and we kind of connect over those things. So he's an amazing guy. He's been a great resource to me. I actually just talked to him on Friday. We were just chopping it up about the whole pro day and draft process and everything. And he's just, he's one of those guys that I feel like doesn't get enough credit, not just for his ability and what he does in that Miami offense, but for the kind of leader he is in the community and everything that he brings along with that. And, you know, we've been talking about, he has a foundation, the Ingold Family Foundation. And I've told him before, I'd love to help in any way I can, just because, you know, adopted kids, obviously, like something that we share in common, something that we're both super passionate about. So that's something I'd definitely love to help him out with and in any way I can. So, yeah, we hopefully can get something going in the future together.
So, and I love those stories. So I love that you're getting connected with those players. Our producer over there, he's a Bear, but he's a big-time Dolphins fan, so his eyes lit up when you're talking about him. It's cool for you to get connected and find out, hey, what, you know, what is going to be asked of me? As you talked about, you've got great hands. You're an athletic guy. You're very versatile when it comes to not just being a traditional set fullback, but being able to move around, who knows, line up even in the tight end position and such. How important is all that going to be to you? And you know, maybe a secondary question, what are you hearing as far as, here's the things that we really want you to lock into? Obviously, you're working on the diet side of things, cleaning that stuff up. It sounds like you're nailing that. But what are some of the other things that you're being told, hey, if you can accomplish these things here, that you could get to this next level, you could find yourself on a pro football team?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of those questions that I can give the canned answer and just say, if I run well in the 40, if I do well in all these drills, and if I look fluid catching the ball on pro day when they're, you know, throwing out and we're in pajamas and everything, I think, you know, obviously, yeah, those things are going to matter, right? Teams are going to see that. The scouts are going to be like, okay, this guy can move. He's fluid. His hips are good. It sounds like a canned answer, but really that's the truth, right? Teams, the whole purpose of pro day is to confirm what teams have seen on tape. And if you're an NFL scout and you my tape, the first play you're going to see is me jumping over a DB with the ball in my hands.
I'm watching it right now.
And then the next plays after that are going to be me burying dudes into the ground.
Yep.
So it's to me, I see those attributes and I say, if an NFL team wants a hard-nosed athletic fullback, I'm your guy. And it's, you know, the confidence that I've instilled in myself through my training and through what I put on tape, right? That's how I feel. That's how I view myself. I think that, no question, I have the ability to play at the next level. And I think that I'm going to prove that at Pro Day, just showing my athletic ability, showing how I can move. But also the tape speaks for itself, right? I think I tweeted a couple weeks ago. I think I literally said just that. I tweeted four clips, one of me catching the ball, one of me pass blocking, a couple of me run blocking, and I just said the tape speaks for itself. Because that's the truth, in my opinion. I'm not trying to sound cocky, but that's just my confidence is where it's at. And I feel like you have to be confident in yourself, right, to make any chance.
Yeah, no, you absolutely do. I agree with that 100%. You have to have a confidence about you going to this level, because these other guys do. You know, the guys you're going to be competing against or whatever for a position, they're all extremely competitive. So you want to have that. And again, I'm watching some of these clips right now. And you know, you see this, and that's what I love about the first clip you have, is you jumping over a DB. Fullbacks, it's not. And maybe it'll go back to this with the Mike Alstott type stuff, but it does seem like we're asking fullbacks to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, you've been studying this now to figure out what's expected of you, but you're asking fullbacks to be pass catchers. You're asking them to be lead blockers. Tight ends in many ways, some kind of form of a tight end. We're seeing that kind of transition in the league, especially when you mention some of those other big fullbacks. Other teams take note of that and say, we could use a guy like that, a versatile guy, but a lead blocker that can catch the ball to the backfield and line up all over the field.
Yeah, not only that, too, but my special teams ability, I think, is something that'll set me apart as well. This past year, I was playing the right guard on kickoff return. And typically, most teams will put, like, a strong safety at that spot. And I think that just speaks to my ability to run and get my hips square and be able to make blocks in space. And to me, I think that's something that teams will look at and be like, not only is he a good run blocker, good pass blocker, good pass catcher, can run the ball well in short yardage, but we can use him on all core four special teams. So that's something I think I bring to the table and take great pride in, And really, that's how a lot of rookies make rosters, right? It's not necessarily, especially at my position, it's not necessarily like, well, if he can play great on offense, that's great, but can he play special teams? And to me, I think that's without a question something that I'm not only proficient at, but strong at.
That's so huge to hear you say that, because we know players that have just made a name for themselves quickly because of their ability to play special teams. I mean, a guy here in the state of Colorado, Terrell Davis, did that. He jumps into special teams and lights the world on fire on kickoff, no less. I mean, he's doing some of these crazy things, and then he's getting more reps. He's getting more opportunities. So it sounds like you've got the right game plan for all this, man. And with your work ethic and your connections you're already developing, I'm so pumped that you have one with Alec Ingold. That's fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely doing the right things you need to do to get yourself in position.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing for me is just I've been building my confidence so much over the past couple months, and you know, getting better just every day, every week. And it's not always like, okay, this week I'm gonna run, you know, 0.2 seconds faster than last week, but it might just be like a couple hundredths, right? It might just be, oh well, it was the same time, but it felt a lot smoother. Or, oh, like I might not have jumped up 5 reps on the bench press, but I might have jumped up 1 or 2. And it's just that progressive overload and being able to sustain success over time, I think, is something that has been encouraging to me. Because, I mean, truthfully, like from where I started out when we pre-tested to now, it's like a night and day difference, not only in terms of the actual times or the measurables, but in terms of how it's felt. And I think a lot of that has to do with the way I've worked on my body composition and the way I've been getting stronger and leaner and all that. But yeah, it's been a very rewarding process for sure. And I can't speak highly enough about the Landau Performance team and the way that they coach us and treat us and take care of us. And it's just been an amazing process. And I'm so glad I went this route. And yeah, I feel great going in, you know, a couple weeks until Pro Day, March 30th. So man, I feel like I'm in the right position, doing all the right things, and it's just going to come down to showing out on the right day.
Yeah, March 30th. I've got it written down here, so I'm sure we'll catch up with you around that time, my man. We wish you the best of luck. I'm glad we could connect, and you just keep that focus going, that laser-sharp focus that you've got right now, because I think if you can keep that mindset, man, sky's the limit for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Zach Angelullo, the former fullback for the UNC Bears, looking to see if he can take it to that next level. I mean, trust me, Angel, I'm a fullback kind of guy. I like getting a great fullback in front and just chipping away. But we're seeing teams utilize fullbacks in different ways more and more, too. So maybe Zach can be one of those guys. Who knows? 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young Law Firm. Great, great group of attorneys there. Highly recommended from our own Jerry Schimmel. You can find them at trialproven.com. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact here in this area, servicing the Northern Colorado area, Weld County primarily. Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Former Colorado State basketball coach Tim Miles was named the Mountain West Coach of the Year. Congratulations to Tim. He took a San Jose State team that was struggling before his first year with them. They were 8-23. And this year, 19-12, with still the tournament to go. So congratulations to Tim. He was with the Rams. He had compiled a 71-88 record with CSU, but every year he got better with them. He started at 7-25, then 9-22, then 16-16, then 19-13, then 20-12. Then he went to Nebraska. There in Nebraska, he was about a .500 coach. He had some really good, you know, he took that team to March Madness, I think his second year there. And then they did a bunch of NIT stuff during his time at Nebraska. So congratulations to him, man. Pretty solid coach overall at CSU. You know, first 2 years were a bit of a struggle, but then he took that path that we wondered if Nico Medved might take, was you're at CSU, you're rolling, you're doing great things there. You got him to a March Madness appearance, and then you get a big-time job, and then you went, you know, in the Big Ten anyway with Nebraska. And then, you know, things kind of were stagnant, I suppose, his last couple of years with Nebraska going into the NITs. So he was done with Nebraska after the 18-19 season, took a year off, and then jumped in with San Jose State since 2001. And so far, I mean, again, what he's doing with San Jose State is about what he was doing, but a little ahead of schedule when he was with CSU, getting that team better. Back to where it needs to be. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Angel's going to think up of another trivia question for our March Madness bracket challenge. We got to get you in. We're running out of time. We only have so many invites we're going to send out before we just get tired of doing it. So keep it here on the whole show. We got the 12 o'clock hour coming up. We got the lunch rush. A lot of big news in the sports world happening over the weekend. So we'll touch on that. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.